You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
You don't.
The Wire.
For my final interview on The Wire, I talked to the Legalised Cannabis Party, which is a small political party with one goal: to legalise cannabis for all uses. Today I spoke with Christopher Coker, the candidate for Auckland Central, about his party and what they are doing.
Well, it is fairly self-explanatory. Our political party is a single policy party that is attempting, and doing quite well, might I add, to legalise and destigmatise cannabis. We've got two out of the three done. We have industrial cannabis here, cultivated. We have seeds and oil for human consumption, readily available at the supermarkets. And now what we're, last mission, recreational and spiritual acceptance of cannabis, so that we can have our human rights to exist as Rastafarians or cannabis consumers without having to worry about the law. So medicinal cannabis has been legalized since 1st of April 2020. Any doctor can prescribe for any reason medicinal cannabis. And we're just wanting that expressed to our recreational and social users of cannabis, to allow them to come out of their green closet where they've been hiding for decades and announce their ritualistic or social uses of cannabis. Now, when we say recreational, we're not encouraging people to recreationally take cannabis. We're just choosing to use that word because it's a safe harm reduction. Cannabis can be used instead of the current products we have currently available.
Why do you believe it is important that cannabis is legalised in Aotearoa?
Being a legacy cannabis user for two decades and feeling the medical benefits myself, experiencing working with the daiquiri in West Auckland where the social harms were visible in a setting of a social environment with mixed relations, mixed ages, mixed representatives from all of our cannabis society. I believe the old saying goes, five people smoking cannabis will start a band, five people drinking alcohol could possibly start a fight. And in our culture, our cannabis culture, a safer alternative to the current bar culture or drinking culture, I'm not knocking it. I'm there with the boys, I'm hanging out with the people, and I'm protecting everybody from what happens when you've had several too many alcoholic beverages. And so the safer alternative is to enjoy legal cannabis in a social environment and to have more awareness to its positive outcomes in a social environment. And that's what I've experienced personally and those around me, and the 1.4 million people have also voted in the referendum to have some form of control over it, as opposed to leaving it in the law and order department of harm reduction by locking us up for participating in what they say is drug culture. So it needs to be legalized, it needs to be destigmatized, and it needs to be morally accepted by all of the people around us as a safer alternative and a harm reduction tool, as opposed to, oh, look at those stoners, they just want to get blazed and hang out at the beach like Cheech and Chong. So productivity will go up when we no longer live in fear.
Recently we've seen a shift internationally with a few countries legalising cannabis. So can you think of any international examples that makes you believe it's the right move for New Zealand?
I would say Spain, who decriminalised all drugs and have a harm reduction social club environment similar to the daiquiri. And that was so positive in Spain that Germany last year discussed it and this year tabled their rights. So in Germany, 2 years from now or a year from now, they will be putting in place clubs, social clubs for cannabis users and homegrown cultivation for all German people. Canada legalized recreational cannabis 3, 4, or 5 years ago now. Time just slips by so fast, and that's why it's such an urgent matter. I'm getting older, and countries around me, even Thailand, countries around me are moving more progressively than Aotearoa, and it's really sad to see that the country that first gave the woman the right to vote still hasn't allowed Rastafarians their rights to consume herbal, now known as a medicine, recreationally and spiritually. So there is an urgency, and I'm here to declare myself as a Rastafarian cannabis consumer.
Are you campaigning to get into Parliament or just to raise awareness around the issue?
Oh, I am totally campaigning to get into Parliament. I am a true candidate for Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party. I've been, as I mentioned earlier, inside the cannabis community for over two decades. My blood runs green. I am wanting to position myself in Auckland Central as the Auckland Central candidate, as a representative for Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, to represent the 64% of Aucklanders that wanted change in the referendum. And I believe that if I can persuade Auckland Central to be the push forward, we can move some city bylaws that will allow social clubs to pop up through policies put in place between the local council and the police to turn a blind eye to what I have experienced at the Dactory for two years. I was the volunteer DJ at the Dactory, and the police did not need to come in and protect anybody inside our clubhouse. We were all very much socially protected by ourselves. So, yes, I stand here as not only a weeless, but a fledged serious member of the House of Parliament and the MMP. We need somebody wearing the full green regalia in Rastafarian mana and standing in true integrity to our one and only political policy, that is, cannabis should be destigmatized, decriminalized, and accepted by the other 1.3 million New Zealanders who voted no against us.
Legalising cannabis is also a policy of the Green Party, and they're likely to get into Parliament or even possibly the government based on recent polling. Whereas your party in recent polling is not showing that you may gain a seat. Are you not concerned that your party is taking away from progressive representation in Parliament?
Not at all. We are very grateful for the work that the Greens have done. In full support of the fact that they have put us in a position where I am now a VIP, a very informed patient. So I can legally get my prescription filled out by my doctor for my medicine of choice, which just happens to be cannabis, which now I'm being accepted by my mother because my drug dealer is now a doctor instead of a friend. Now, talking politically and taking votes off people, I'm not here to take any votes off anybody. I'm just here to push my green agenda, the true green agenda of true healthcare in New Zealand, using our human endocannabinoid system by consuming and basically making people aware that they have an internal system called the endocannabinoid system, which the Greens have not been speaking about. I feel the Greens have got us into the medical realm and have somehow politically been stopped the conversation after the referendum. Nobody in the House of Representatives want to keep communications open and how we can use cannabis as a harm reduction tool. So I will be going in there, not stealing anybody's votes, but making awareness that the issue of cannabis and the criminalization of the people that use a now known medicine should possibly have some form of legal representation by somebody who truly cares and has lived in the experience of being a legacy cannabis user.
Why would you not just work with the Green Party on this issue? Why is it necessary that we have a party that's solely focused on legalizing cannabis?
I believe that nobody else in the Greens has had the amount of experience as myself. I haven't heard anybody in the Greens even suggest that they want to hold the cannabis portfolio. There's no mention of a cannabis portfolio. The cannabis plant itself has been spread amongst other portfolios, which I find peculiar. And if the Greens really wanted to be pushing for cannabis, they'd be talking about it. I've watched many debates that I haven't been included to, and which is upsetting. I feel that under MMP, a big issue like cannabis, having a referendum and 1.4 million people voting in favour for the communication to continue, I feel that the Greens should be grabbing that and discussing it, but they haven't. And that's let us down in the Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party. So we feel that representation from a single policy party is needed to niggle all of the teams and all of the political parties in government and make them aware that we ain't dead yet, we aren't free, we have civil rights, we have human rights, and we want you to acknowledge that. And without that total acknowledgement that the endocannabinoid system exists in the human body and is the homeostatic regulator of your entire existence. Now, this can't be mocked or knocked. This is scientific proof and evidence that the human body requires cannabinoids, whether they're endocannabinoids or external cannabinoids consumed through your lungs, your CB1 receptors in your skin follicles, or through your dietary system, through your liver. Cannabis is the answer.
What are your party's views around legalising or decriminalising other drugs?
Well, as a person who has experienced and witnessed people using drugs, I feel that the harm reduction around any drugs is open conversation, truthful conversation, without the fear of persecution. So anybody who wants to experiment with their own body and experience partaking in drugs or skydiving, I see no harm for that human to choose what they want to do with their own body. So I believe I can speak on behalf of myself, not my entire party, but as the party speaking for the legalization of cannabis and the use of personal choice and personal freedom, I would assume that once we've passed this very, very, very important issue of rescheduling cannabis and having it accepted totally by the general public, not still named and shamed and put into the medical, then yes, there will be open discussions about moving forward like any other country has moved forward for MDMA, for psychotherapy treatment, magic mushrooms, psilocybins. Moving forward in this country, we have universities attempting to do studies, human trials. So the country's progressive, we're moving forward, but I feel we still need to push forward on the cannabis issue. And that's what our single policy party is pushing, not pushing for, but pushing the awareness for, because we're not drug pushers, we're pro-choices.
While your party is a single issue party, do you have any other strong opinions on other areas?
Personally, I have strong opinions about all other areas. If you would like to look into my profile, it is on our website, Aotearoa Legalised Cannabis Party, alcp.co.nz, and you'll find that I am a true humane. Now, I say humane because I feel like I'm a human with the E left on the end, speaking back to the experiences that I witnessed when I first moved to Auckland and the MDMA experience or the ecstasy experience. I feel that I'm already the humane with that E already attached to my body, so I don't need that molecule. So my political views on most things align with individual sovereignty, awareness of others and community. I'm a Boy Scout, a martial artist, a tradesman, a father. I respect my community. I help my elders. I look after the young. I fight for the weak and innocent, the poor and downtrodden. I'm a genuine Kiwi who has creative number 8 wire thinking, and I'm a pioneer, and I am willing to lead my people to the gates of hell, unlock them, throw some cannabis in there and let the aromatic compounds of the cannabis permeate all through the current hellish system that we live here on Earth.
That was Christopher Coker from the Legalised Cannabis Party speaking to me about his party and what they're up to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.